degrees in Nashville. Sunny skies again today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. A fourth lawsuit has been filed to challenge Tennessee's new congressional maps. The NAACP filed its latest legal challenge in federal court yesterday. That's in addition to its local petition against the state's redistricting plan. The federal lawsuit was filed in partnership with the League of Women Voters. It alleges that the new congressional map was pushed through the legislative process in just 48 hours with minimal transparency or public feedback, despite warnings it would weaken black political representation. Republicans say the maps did not take racial data into account, only political data, and that the new maps reflect the state's overall conservative bent. Next year's focus for Metro Arts budget will be on youth in crisis. Metro is building a new Nashville youth campus for empowerment that will hold Davidson County's juvenile court and other resources for justice-involved youth. Metro Arts has funded an artist to create a sculpture for the lobby and a collection of 20 art pieces that will hang throughout the building as well. Metro Arts asked for an $85,000 increase to their budget. Interim Executive Director Ashley Batchelder says the additional money will create an artist's residency-type program that would engage young people in making art.
This would actually be creating artwork that is in the private spaces where the public doesn't have access to, where there's some of the temporary housing and the meeting rooms and other spaces where there's not as much of a robust plan for art, but it's equally as important.
Metro Arts also asked for a 10% increase in their grants budget, saying it could fund 11 more projects. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.